Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the opening of the Western States 100 Lottery, a new FKT on the Ozark Trail, and the AJW Triple Turkey Challenge. We begin this week in China, with the Mount Saiganang Ultra. This 107K race is way up in the mountains, really freaking high and really freaking awesome, as far as I can tell from the race website, but I can provide no additional details as I can't read Chinese. Apparently, Schlarb won and the race was canceled due to weather after the third place finisher. According to iRunFar, what a bummer. Wow, time flies. The Olympia Loop Marathon in Ashland, Oregon celebrated its 10th anniversary this past weekend. It was only my second marathon ever. This is Hal Kerner's baby, and we saw familiar winners with Natalie Gelfi taking the ladies' title in 3:30, while David Laney won for the men in 2:51. Shout out to the giant purple blow-up arch. You know who you are. Rio del Lago 100 was one of the final Western States 100 qualifiers for 2018 and had almost 400 starters. Of those, 297 crossed the finish line under the 30-hour cutoff, making it just that much harder for those of you entered in the Western States lottery coming up in December. Drew McIntyre took the Rio win in 16:41, while Gabriel Madier won in 2017. Out east, the Pinhoti 100 also took place as a last chance Western States qualifier with 137 finishers, including top dog Carl Meltzer, laying down his record-setting 39th 100-mile win. He's likely on his way to 50 all-time, but claims he's too old for this. Female Liz Canty didn't make the same claim, but took the double W in 22:04. Speaking of Western States, the race already has 39 entrants, including many top 10ers from last year and other auto slots. But for the rest of us, it's off to the lottery we go. And what a lottery it will be on December 2nd. Currently, as of the taping of this show, they officially have 4,253 applicants, which is a new all-time record, besting last year's total of 4,248. There's still several days to go for people to enter. The 2018 Ultra Trail World Tour calendar was announced this past week, with almost all races returning, including the return of Ultra Trail Mount Fuji, which was not held in 2017. Leaving is Diagonal de Fou, which does not in any way deter my interest whatsoever in running that race as soon as humanly possible. The two North American races will again be the Western States 100 and the Javelina 100. Our sincerest thoughts go out to former Javelina winner, Pixie Ninja Casey Lichtai, who was diagnosed with a pelvic stress fracture that will have her out for the next few months. Keep your head up, Pixie. Keep in mind, Michael Wardian was once out with 5 pelvic stress fractures, and he's back at it like a champ. Rest up, and we hope to see you soon. AJW is launching the November Triple Turkey Challenge on Strava. Go head over there now to join the fun and run 300 miles with 30,000 feet of climb in the next 30 days of November. Speaking of Jizzle Wizzle, here's a few thoughts not shamelessly promoting that challenge.
Hey, Outhouse Nation, it's Jizzle Wizzle checking in from the Beast Coast. How's everybody doing in this fine fall week? Hey, I ran the Mountain Masochist this past weekend, and it reminded me how much I love the kind of classic old school races. Of course, Masochist used to be a big one and drew a classic elite field, but they've stayed true to their roots and now have much more of a homespun feel and just a great race. It was the 35th anniversary, and I think they probably plan on having 35 more. Which made me want to say, after that article in the New York Times, hey, I hope we all stay true to the classic old school roots that make our sport so special. Do those small mom and pop races. Yeah, we all want to do the big races, but the small mom and pops, the fat asses, they're what keep us going. So sign up for one today. Until next week, Jizzle Wizzle from the Beast Coast.
A new FKT was set on the 165-mile-long Ozark Trail in Arkansas by Ashley Nordell. She bested Jenny Foster's 2009 time by over 4 hours to finish in 58:46. Another FKT, or rather, probably just really long-ass thru-hike, is taking place from Patagonia to Alaska by Holly Harrison. He's now in the U.S. on his way to completing the 15,000-mile journey. Holy crap! Good luck to Holly, whose trail moniker is Cargo, in his FKT attempt. He's shooting for 20 months, which would knock a few years off the current best known time. Women's brand Wazelle just launched what they are calling the Podium Project, where teams of elite athletes will seek to win 6 Ragnar relays across the country, 4 road and 2 trail. If you want to apply, they are still seeking applicants. Link in bio. IRunFar.com has already published their previews of the North Face 50 races, both men and women's, coming up a week from Saturday. Holy crap, that seems super early. But I guess the race has moved up in the calendar. The preview is most definitely too early for me, and I'll instead cover my thoughts next week. Well, a bit of a short news week as I'm off to Virginia and the Beast Coast this weekend to join the Band of Runners camp. Hope to see a few of you viewers out there, and I'll check back in next week. I gotta bounce. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or any new outhouse spottings, tweet us or dip into our Instagram DMs at Mountain Outpost. Happy week. A huge thank you to our Patreon supporters for making this show possible each and every week. If you want to join, hit the link below. Also, be sure to check out the link to own this one-of-a-kind pair of Jam Jams glasses. Poop, as Ryan Van Duser would say.